This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Pretty soon, we're going to hear this voice calling Browns games because that means football's back and it's not too far away. He's been a longtime friend of ours. Always good to have him with us. He's Mr. Andrew Siciliano. Hello, sir.
Andrew.
Good morning, Joe. Actually, good afternoon there. Happy football to you and yours.
Uh-oh. Well, we're almost there.
Are we being recorded? I'm hearing beeping.
Oh, no. That was my car telling me that I was getting too close to another car, except I don't think that, honestly, I just took this thing back in to get recalibrated. I'm like three car lengths away. It's overreacting. It is the front end sensor of my car has now turned into, like, I don't know about you, but my dad's getting up there in age, and when he sits in the front seat, when he sits in the passenger seat, he's constantly like putting his hands out, like stop, like he's being the backseat driver.
Airbrake,
in the front
airbrake,
seat.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, like, God love you, but if God forbid we were actually going to hit something, your arms on the dashboard would actually be a bad thing, not a good thing for your health. So, that's what my front end sensor has now become. It has become my dad in the passenger.
It's not a self-driving car, though, is it?
No, and there it is again.
Wow.
No, it's not a self-driving
right
car.
Right on cue, though. It's very timely.
I'm proud to drive an American vehicle, and no, it's just a front end sensor on my car.
All right, so I don't mean to bring anybody down. We were talking about this earlier, and here we go. We're going into the sixth year of the Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski regime. ESPN puts out roster rankings, and they, you know, put all kinds of good stuff together. They had the Ravens with the best roster in the NFL, the Bengals with the ninth, Steelers at 19, and the Browns at 31 out of 32 teams as far as the total talent on the roster. Now, as Andy and I said going into that, doesn't mean things can't happen. But, man, that's a rough spot to be in as we're getting ready to start a season. And Pro Football Focus had comparable numbers that backed up position groups as the not being very good. How does this team outperform a lot of the numbers that are being thrown out about this team at this time of the year, Andrew?
So, fellas, I'm going to say this in the most respectful way possible, and I hope you understand that it isn't about your question. It is more about just the off-season content machine. Who gives a flying, and you can insert whatever you want. Like, it's for off-season yelling and conversation. Like, for example, the Jalen Hurts discourse. I turned on the TV yesterday, and people are still screaming about Jalen Hurts. Who cares where he is ranked? And this is, and I want to emphasize this, because I did something last week about this when I did Rich Eisen's show. Like, this isn't about Jeremy
Dan,
Fowler.
Dan?
Who?
You have a ding? Dan doesn't have a ding. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew. Continue.
If you name drop, you get a ding on the show. Just in case you're
wondering. Oh, no. Jeremy Fowler, like, did that whole list on Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying it isn't about the job he did or the job PFF does. It's that this is off-season content filler that is meant to bring about discussion. You guys know how these lists work.
Yeah, but
we do it. We did it at NFL Network. ESPN did it as well. It's all right. So here's your assignment. Make a list. Okay, great. You make a list. We put it on .com. Morning show turns the list into news. All right. Here's the news. The news today is that this is our list. Now people start arguing about the list. Then Screaming Head on television, any of the Screaming Heads, right, says this. Here's the headline. That headline, what this person says, now becomes the new news. React to what this person said. Then the content aggregators pick it up, and then all the online sites and the Twitter handles and everything that don't actually produce original content. All they do is recycle other people's opinion. Like, it's just,
so,
I don't care.
But let me ask you this,
I really
though.
Don't care.
I think the general thought there is accurate. The Browns roster isn't as talented as other teams in our division.
That's fine.
And most in the NFL. Let's go back to my question. How do the Browns overcome that? How can they tackle that this year and move forward and win some games? Because I actually think they will. Everybody says what the over-under is,
yeah,
like 4.5. I think they're going to win more than that.
Yeah, I get it. I was ignoring the question and ducking and all that. Here's how you do it. You get back to running the football. I think Mike Bloomgren, the offensive line coach, who was obviously with David Shaw and helped that Stanford run game for a decade and was the head coach at Rice the last how many ever years, I think Mike Bloomgren, if the offensive line can stay healthy, and they're older than they were in 2021 when they last truly pounded the football, I think that changes everything. And I think the defense, which was number one 2 years ago, all it's got to do is get back to middle of the pack. And if the offense can control the football, you're not going to see a lot of shootouts. But if they run the ball and just keep this defense off the field and give it a breather, I mean, how many times last year did we see this defense, you know, bend but never break? And then in the second half, they just break because they're gassed. Yeah, they can win games this year. The front half of the schedule is brutal. I did the math last night. I think the first six teams are a combined 71-31 from a year ago. 71-31 the first 6 weeks. But after week one, you throw last year's strength of schedule out. It's a new season, but regardless, it is a brutal front end of the schedule.
All right, a couple things. One, you're 1,000% correct on that. And don't forget, week six is that crazy week after coming back from England, right? And then you got the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Two, I can't believe that you just gave away every news consultant's theory on how things work, and they're going to come after you because now everyone's busted for the way they steal money from every local TV station in the country. So I just wanted to bring that up for you. And then speaking of lists, Andrew, why don't you give us the Andrew Siciliano Browns quarterback depth chart list as we head into camp?
For the record, I did a TikTok video like a month ago where I ranked my top five wide receiver duos. I did the same thing. It's clickbait.
Yeah. Were you walking on the beach for
this job?
Of course I was.
Of course you were.
So, listen, I'll say right now, and please don't make this bulletin board material, if the Browns roll out Joe Flacco week one, they're going to beat the Bengals. Like, I mean, I feel it in my soul. I think we have to ask the question, what is best for this organization? Is it having Joe Flacco start the entire season, or is it you go with a veteran, Flacco or Pickett, and then eventually work in the rookies? If you do not figure out Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders at one point this year, then what are you doing? You took a quarterback at 94 and 144. You can't go into next year's draft with two number ones without seeing what they could do. But I don't think it's fair to either of them, unless one of those two rookies comes out and delivers a knockout punch in the preseason to give them the job early. I would say it's Flacco 1, Pickett 2, Gabriel Sanders right now, but that doesn't mean anything right now. What matters is two Wednesdays from now in Carolina with a joint practice, the subsequent week, the following week with a Wednesday, Thursday in Philadelphia, those joint practices, and these three games, right? on 92.3 The Fan mean something. They mean something more than they ever have meant under Kevin Stefanski in the preseason.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. You'll hear him calling play-by-play of the Browns games again this year on the Browns Radio Network. The running game, I agree with you when you said earlier, you know, run the football, and that's how this team can go, get back to its roots and hopefully win some football games this year. Obviously, Quinshon Judkins' situation is a mess, and who knows how it plays out, and who knows when he's available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, what do you think of Dylan Sampson?
I love Dylan Sampson. He was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. I think he could show some versatility out of the backfield. We saw that in the offseason program where they lined him up in the slot a little bit. He can catch the football more than maybe they showed at Tennessee. He's an explosive player with probably a little bit more power than you would assume for a relatively smaller back. He's shorter, but he's not like a buck 85. The guy's got a little bit of girth to him. He was not going to be the lead guy. Let's not forget, Jerome Ford still was, I think, fourth in the NFL last year in yards per carry. Didn't have a lot of carries, but the only guys ahead of him were Jahmyr Gibbs and Derrick Henry and who am I forgetting? And Saquon. Those are the only three guys ahead of him last year when it came to yards per carry. This team is better with Quinshon. You cannot right now, unless everything's a massive misunderstanding, he's totally exonerated and the case gets thrown out, you can't expect to see Quinshon anytime soon. Or you can't rely on him, rather, for the first half of the year. So you're going to have to make do with what you had. Nick Chubb is not walking in that door, friends, because he is a Houston Texan. And that ship has sailed. And the idea that you're going to go find a veteran running back who's going to be a workhorse right now, that ain't going to happen. I'd love to see more Pierre Strong. I've always been the guy that you throw in some wide zone, you're like, wow, he's got some burst on the edge, but whether it's ball security or whatever reason or third down blitz pickup, you do not see him out there very often. But you're going to have to make do with what you have. There is talent in that room. You hope there are more holes for that talent this year than we saw last year.
You said Sampson wasn't going to be the guy. Do you think he can be the guy? Well, Judkins is out.
Oh, I think he could be the guy. Okay. So sorry if I didn't mean to say he can't be the guy. I think
No.
He can be the guy.
You said was when Judkins was there, he clearly wasn't going to be. But I wonder now, you know, could he become the number one running back on this team or at least splitting carries with Jerome Ford?
Oh, absolutely. I think he will. He was going to have a very big role. Absolutely. But you know, there are more carries to go around and he is going to get more. Yeah, no, I am bullish, absolutely, on Dylan Sampson. He will have a bigger role, and yes, and I think Browns fans will learn to love him quickly.
True or false, my friend, we will see more tight end action this season than we've seen in a while because Kevin Stefanski likes it and that they're high on Harold Fannin Jr. And why not play him at the same time as David Njoku, especially if you don't think your wide receiving core is that outstanding?
Oh, no, true. You're going to see him plenty. You're going to see him in the slot. You see Njoku stand up in the slot plenty as well. But absolutely, there's going to be plenty of 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends in this offense. You might even see some 13 personnel as well. And that's not exactly breaking news here. Yes, Harold Fannin should have a big role. I also looked up yesterday the Browns' rookie record for tight end receptions.
Ooh.
And I think it's only like 39. I'm going to call it right now.
Is it Ozzy?
Fannin's going to... No. It's... what's the guy's name? Hold on. I'm driving.
Oscar
Rohn?
It was Rohn?
A name from the... Yes, Oscar Rohn.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jeff Phelps!
Thank you.
There's no way you knew Oscar Rohn of SMU and UCLA fame.
Actually, yes.
No way. No way.
Absolutely.
He's a big Oscar fan. You should hear. He knows more about Oscar Gamble than you'll ever want to know.
No
either.
Way. Oscar Gamble had amazing hair. I have a blind spot. There's my car again.
Yeah.
I have a blind spot for Browns history, like 69 to 75-ish.
Yeah, were you
alive?
Were you alive?
No, I mean, no, not really.
Exactly.
So I have a blind spot right there. And, like, when I pulled that name up yesterday, that was one where I'm like, yeah, I don't know him. Like, I got no clue.
Yeah.
That's a new one to me.
Well, there you go. I had his card.
I'm just here to help, man. Just here to help.
You totally Googled that.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
Andy, I'll give it to you.
He didn't. And I do actually remember him, too, because I had his trading card.
There you go.
So.
Hey, don't be a stranger.
We are old. That's
guys
right.
are going to no, be not. On the field. Oh. We're getting going. I can't wait to talk to you every week. Let's do it.
I will be there tomorrow. Are you coming to practice tomorrow?
I got a show to do.
Will you be there next week or no?
Well,
are you there all week next week?
I will be. I'm coming to town, baby. I'm there.
Yeah,
all
baby.
Right. Well, sit down with us next week when we're at camp.
Come on out and say hi. I'll be there. Come on, say hi.
Thanks, please. Dude.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later. Drive safely. Tell your car to quit beeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to Cowboys camp. You want to know anything? I'm on my way there now. No?
Cowboys camp? Yeah.
Tell me. I'm still here today, so Cowboys.
Get back to me and tell me if Miles Sanders is going to be the starting running back there, because I think he is.
Is that a fantasy question or is that?
Yes, it is.
Of course, it's a fantasy question.
He's already on my team. I made a preemptive strike last season.
I'll tell you if Micah Parsons is on the field.
No, that's not how you're talking there. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
See you, boys.
Andrew Siciliano joining us on the Fan Hotline. You'll hear him calling play-by-play of the Browns games on the Browns Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.